Good morning, all you great, grand, wonderful, fantastic individuals out there in the universe. I am your host, Dimitri, and this is an episode of Creatively Disrespectful. I have not been doing poetry on here in a while. Well, besides all the installations of the last literary mixtape that I'm working on called Snob, which part one was dropped last week, and for the next 3 weeks going into March, the next three parts will be dropping. Nonetheless, I got hit by the poetry bug this morning, so we're about to do some stuff off the dome. Welcome to Shameless Sunday. Yourself out of the mist, blow torches, earth and cinders. Remind me how we got here. I think I have some things to say. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. This is just another saga of Dimitri trying to make her way. And it goes and it burns. And it goes and it breathes. And it goes and it always goes. Be it not today, yesterday, or maybe. I'm not supposed to talk about anything because it's easier to displace if you don't know what's going on with me. It's easier. Pretend that I'm not saying anything. This is going out to the people who consistently say they know me or they talk about me amongst their friend base, but do not talk to me. This one's for you, baby. Expectations are burnt into edges draped across moonstone and rock, transatlantic, intercontinental. I don't know what to do with the void. How much longer am I supposed to wait at the edge of the block? Trying to be creative without the worthy and attachments. No one has met one like me, but does not do anything to keep me safe with their consistency. I'm always trying to figure you out, and then you can't fill yourself up. Then have the audacity to say that I'm trying to steal from your cup. No truth in these terminologies. No truth in any of this. I'm looking in desolate slaves for behaviors that are different, and now I feel like a fool, falling and folding, bending underneath this half-assed pursuit of you, and sharing my own to get right back where I never had before. So, like I said, how much longer am I supposed to stay at the edge of the block? It's the same old song. It's really the same damn thing. You're gonna give in and love this broad who is lighter than me and that comes across in everything. She doesn't have the scars, and that seems to be what works for you. Because if I am honest about my flaws and my imperfections and all the things that build up to be my vulnerability, you don't want shit to do with me. None of you do, none of you have. I don't even worry about if none of you will anymore. Because the people who want to be here are here. And I have spent so much time trying to pour into people who do not give a fuck about me. And I don't know why I have always been that way. So tell me, how much longer am I supposed to sit on the block? We ain't gullible here. Week may come in night, spirit burrow, two may bring, and it's just the conjuring, the tugging of flesh off cast iron dreams and coats that singe that has tarnished and covered everything, and normalcy has told us to call these things ruined by my designs. I am in the epicenter of my own disease, trying to break apart, open, shut, back, forth this brain of mine. You tell me how much longer I'm supposed to sit at the edge of the block. I had someone ask me one day why I don't talk about particular things I've done in my life at times, and it's because I like to stay in the back. I don't like to give any kind of attention to anything that would warrant an unsolicited attack, because that seems to be what people want to do when you are super flawed and very open. Kid Viscosity, where is your rainbow now? Tell me where all the wild things are. Idle hands create misplaced plans, and we don't know why we even decide to land. Take some roots for a minute, dug them in way too deep. And I'm trying to remember what it felt like when I never knew it was possible to think for yourself and live for yourself and not tie that to guilt and regret. Because I have always sat at the corner of the block waiting for which train is next. Because y'all have always told me that I've had to wait, that it can never be my time, that I can never be loud about my accomplishments and who I am and the things that make me mine. So I continue to stand in the epicenter of my own disease and still do all these selfless things because that's what is meant of me from what you say to me. Before it wouldn't bother me so much. I knew how to turn it all off. I thought I was better at it, but I'm not no more. And I get it, you're tired of hearing me saying these things. I get it. I wear my heart on my sleeve, so be well, me. You tired of me saying these things. I get it. So once again, tell me how much longer I'm supposed to wait at the edge of the block. Because if you were never there for me in the first place, then why would I think that you would come back and I'm supposed to just be here and rot until time stops and my brain has matted to a point where I can't even recognize my face anymore? Tell me how much longer I'm supposed to sit at the edge of the block. You ain't got no answers because you don't understand why you treat the way you do. You ain't got no answers because you'd be more concerned about some pain that's offered. Bestowed upon you. There's no part of you that has thought through the feelings to be like, maybe I have said some things and done some things that have hurt someone else. You want me to bend and break my entire mentality so that I can give until there's nothing left. So you tell me, how much longer am I supposed to sit at the edge of the block? I am in the epicenter of the storm of my own disease. And sometimes I wonder if me letting it overtake would be the destruction of me.